When she saw what she had done, gave her father 41.
Welcome to the Penny Mart House. I'm Jade.
I'm Paul.
I'm Christopher Brown.
And this week we're talking about a woman who I think is quite famous in America, but not so well known.
Yeah.
Well, what's she famous for?
She's famous for being a murdering bitch. This week we're talking about Lizzie Borden.
Murderous bitch.
I wouldn't say she's famous for being a murdering bitch. I think she's famous for getting away with being a murdering bitch.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Or she's certainly famous for having a very sensational trial. One of the first sort of really widely reported and sensational. Bit like modern day court cases.
For everybody who doesn't know who Lizzie Borden is,
Well, you don't, because her name's Borden.
Borden. That's what I said.
You said Borden.
Basically, quick summary.
Yeah.
She's an American lady, Victorian, may or may not, probably did, murder both her parents and got away with it. So, shall we go into more detail?
Yeah. It's like the original O.J.
It is very much a Victorian O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah.
I think one of the really massive shocks was because she was a woman, and how could a feeble
Victorian little woman
and create such
horror.
Mm.
Well, go on, let's go.
And she wasn't in the Naked Gun, so
she wasn't in the Naked Gun.
She wasn't in that, whereas OJ was.
Ah, yeah, of course.
And that's, you know, a point in his favour.
She didn't get an acting career.
She wasn't an award-winning linebacker in American football.
Well, I mean, she might have had some extracurriculars, but anyway. She was born the 19th of July, 1860, in Fall River, Massachusetts, in America.
Woo! Yeah, USA!
USA! USA!
Exactly.
USA!
That's what it's like when you live in America.
I've heard so. And she lived with her parents and her sister Emma, who was 9 years older. And I believe she also had another sister, Alice, who died in infancy.
Aww.
So that's a bit of a sad start, but not so unusual. Yeah, well, her mother didn't last much longer, Sarah Moore. She died in 1863, so that's when Lizzie was three years old.
Okay.
So obviously she didn't have much or any.
Yeah, didn't really know her mum.
No. But then 2 years later, her father, Andrew, marries Abby Gray, who's really the only mother that Lizzie ever knows.
To a stepmom.
Stepmom. So that's the
evil stepmom?
Possibly. So that's the basic family setup that we end up with for our story. We've got
Lizzie, mother dies.
Yeah. Her father Andrew, a stepmother, Abby, and a sister, Emma.
Yeah.
But then
sounds good.
Yeah. So
nice little house.
Yeah,
fairly nice.
Nice little setup, white picket fence.
Yeah.
Can imagine it.
When Lizzie's 27, she stops calling Sarah mother.
Yeah.
She's always referred to her as mother previously.
Right.
And so why? Why was that?
27 and
yeah. Neither neither Lizzie or Emma, they never marry. They're both sort of spinsters.
Right, they had lots of cats.
They never really got on with her, did they?
Minge lickers, I think they call them around here.
Spinsters? No, they don't call them minge lickers, they call them lezzers.
Sorry, lezzers.
Yeah, so there's some kind of breakdown in the family dynamic.
Father was a very rich man, weren't they? They were a rich
very
family.
Rich.
I think we should look at the father first.
Yeah, he was valued at $300,000, which would be, I mean, this is a rough estimate, over $7 million today.
Yeah, I had $7 to $10 million.
Yeah, so he was a fucking jambutty millionaire, weren't he?
Oh, not half.
He was tight as fucking cramp.
Tight-fisted. I mean, the house didn't have running water, is that right?
Yeah, they had no indoor plumbing, which they could have easily afforded. They lived in a very unfashionable neighbourhood near to his business interests.
Yeah, so obviously work was his main priority. Yeah,
so basically, Lizzie was shitting in a pot and throwing it in the garden.
There was a quote from the day about the dad, saying that he was that tight, he'd pick through his own shit for corn.
Really?
No, I just made that up.
So, but he was like, wasn't he chairman of a bank?
Yeah, he was king of the bank.
Yeah, I got that he was an undertaker. I think he had several.
He started like that,
started
and then he became.
An undertaker,
and
then
king
he progressed.
Of the bank.
Yeah, and then I think he had loads
of.
He was
a woodworker. How do you go from being a fucking woodworker to being king of a bank?
Well, I know he's progressed.
He was back then. You could do all sorts.
If you had the balls, and well,
I suppose if you know how to add up. So like I can add up.
You're over like 70% of the population already.
You're considered an intellectual.
So Andrew, well, he basically started. He was a self-made man.
Yeah, he was.
He started from being an undertaker, and then worked his way up to being chairman of the board of the bank.
No, king of the bank.
Oh, sorry, king of the bank. He had a throne and a crown, and used to sleep on a bed of notes.
I sit on a throne.
The pillow of coins? No, the pillow of coins wouldn't work, wouldn't it?
He's not fucking Scrooge McDuck.
I was going to say Scrooge McDuck.
Swimming in coins. Well, he's got quite a lot in common, hasn't he?
Yeah, but his nephews loved him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not many people liked Andrew.
No, he was not a popular man. He didn't even have gas lighting in his house.
No, yeah, kerosene.
And that, I mean, even at the time, I think people were moving on a bit from gaslighting.
Yeah.
That was already becoming a bit old-fashioned. He still hadn't even got to that stage yet. He was really cheap.
And I think that really irked young Lizzie off.
Well, yeah, you're a young lady. You know, you want to enjoy the finer things. You want to shit on a toilet.
Yeah.
And
the finer things in life.
Yeah, the finer porcelains.
You know, because from time to time you want... You know, if you can afford the Hilton, you'd like to go to the Hilton. But Daddy keeps taking you to the travelling. And that's got to hurt.
You know, and I think it's not only the fact that he was tight as fuck that pissed Lizzie off. I think she was a bit upset as well because her middle name was Andrew, named after her dad.
You know, I noticed that...
That's tight as fuck.
Well, isn't a sister got a male middle name as well?
Oh, does she?
I'm pretty sure she
did. I mean, I don't know if that was like...
A
standard
thing.
Jackson, Abby Jackson, Borden.
Oh, that's worse. I'd rather be
yeah.
Andrew than Jack. Andrew Jackson, is he a famous southerny person? I don't know much about American history, I have to say.
So she took her father's middle name then, because her father's called Andrew Jackson Borden, and then
that's like George Foreman calling
all his children are
George Foreman. Or is the girl called Georgina or something?
Got 11 Georgies. Well, to be fair to George, he summed it up very nicely. He said, if I ever want any of them, I just shout George.
I read an interesting thing about George Foreman.
Go on.
He didn't get his knob caught in a lean, mean grilling machine, did he?
No. Hulk Hogan was supposed to be the face of the lean, mean grilling machine, but he missed the phone call and ended up with a fan instead. So it would have been the Hulk Hogan... grilling machine. But
if it weren't
I bet
for George.
Exactly. I think he missed out on $7 million in endorsements.
Wow.
So, a bit off topic, but you know.
Well, it's all interesting facts.
When you look at the lean mean grilling machine, who would you rather it be endorsed by? I think George was the right man in the end.
I think would have been good. So good he put his face on it.
Oh my God.
Ash.
Oh my God.
Good time.
Chris is doing a face. He's shocked at himself.
I hope he remembered to change the fat tray halfway through the cook.
Oh, back to Lizzie.
Sorry.
Back to Lizzie.
I'm sorry.
It's too late to apologise.
There was a line.
Yeah, they live in an unfashionable neighbourhood. Also, the house has a weird layout. I don't know if you've looked at the floor plans of the house.
Yeah, no real corridors.
No corridors.
Room to room.
Yeah, rooms opening onto rooms.
So no beam flicking, no privacy.
Well, I mean, you can shut your bedroom door.
I know, but your dad's got to walk in it when he's on his way for a dump.
What, outside?
Does your dad... So does a dad have to walk through a bedroom?
No. There is a corridor upstairs, but
right,
that's the only one.
Right.
So you go up the stairs, and then there's a little corridor.
Yeah.
And then
that then accesses every room.
Yeah, downstairs, all the rooms open onto other rooms. And it must be quite a tense situation because you've got a man and a woman living together as husband and wife, and then they're two grown-up adult daughters.
Yeah.
And it's like, you must be like, for fuck's sake, move
out. Well, they can't stay in the room all day watching fucking Jeremy Kyle and Judge Judy, can they?
No.
You know, they're about the house, moithering. And I think Lizzie could probably be a bit fed up because the only place where she could go to get away from mum and dad was the fucking church.
Yeah.
What shall I do today?
Shall I stroll in my garden? No, it's covered in my own feces.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going out. Where are you going? I'm going to the Women's Temperance Society for a fucking wild time. Oh,
God,
no,
I shouldn't
temperance.
Even get drunk.
I'm gonna go and be restrained. I love going out and being restrained.
It's a world of corsetry and general restraint in all areas. So I wouldn't really blame her if she went mental and hit her dad with an axe. Just once. Just once.
Took her 32 years to get there. So moving on a bit now, got the scene set. And in 1887, the dad...
Andrew.
Thanks, Jade.
I feel like we should mention the names more. We keep saying the stepmom, the stepdad.
The dad, Andrew, he gives one of his houses, because he's got a big property portfolio as part of his... fortune to his wife's sister, so basically Lizzie and Emma's auntie, and they
step
are
auntie, is that right?
Step aunt.
Well, yeah, they are well pissed off, and I think it's around.
Oh, you've rustled some feathers, Andrew.
Around this time, they really sort of lose their rag, as much as you can lose your rag as a Victorian lady.
What the fuck are you doing, Daddy?
Yeah, I don't.
What are you doing? Where are your daughters? You don't give a shit about us. You're giving our stepmom or her sister a house. What about us? We can't even shit in the house. We can't even shit in this house. I gotta take a potty outside.
Oh, in my brain, it was more like this. Excuse me, Father. We don't really agree with what you've done.
Which is probably closer to the truth.
But anyway, I like your version better. And so they'd stop calling her mum, and they're basically treating the stepmum with complete contempt from here on in. And so the dad, thinking, oh, fucking hell.
I was going to appease him.
Fucking girls.
I feel sorry for Abby, because she'd never been married before, and she gets picked up by Andrew, who's a cheap bastard.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's quite a plain-looking older, I mean, older, you know, like, late 30s, possibly 40-ish woman. Like, getting married... Oh, God, I think I'd rather stay single.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean...
We might have had a big knob.
Oh, here we go again.
He's a bit between being ground down and sort of realising the error of his ways. The dad, Andrew, he says to Lizzie, you know, like... You know, I'll give you a taste of the high life. I'm sorry for what's happened.
Oh, he's giving.
And in 1890, he sends her off on a grand tour of Europe with her cousins.
Which in 1890, going to Europe,
big deal.
From America.
Like massive. At least we didn't take the Titanic.
I've never left Europe, and this is 2014.
There you go.
Not out of choice.
And Lizzie takes this. She takes the opportunity with both hands, but then when she comes back,
she's
more pissed off than ever, because basically
she's seen the art life.
She's had a taste.
Oh, I want more, Daddy. I want more.
She's had a taste of the high life, and she's getting no more of it. I think...
God, that's probably the highlight of her life. Never getting married, never having a good boyfriend.
Yeah, but...
One trip to Europe. You might as well kill yourself for that.
She was probably licking minge all over Europe.
Yeah. But I think it's from this 1890 thing that things start to get a bit sourer as time progresses.
Do you reckon that's a turning point, like, where she comes back from Europe, she's like,
seen all the weird European German snuff porn.
I'm sure she's seen some Scheisse porn.
Yeah, she's twisted.
Scheisse cough.
24th of June 1891, the house, that's 92 Second Street, is burgled during the daytime. Emma, Lizzie and the maid, Bridget, who Emma and Lizzie refer to as Maggie because they had an older maid before her, who was called Maggie, so they just don't bother to learn Bridget's name.
Oh, you know what? Fuck you! Fuck you! You know what? I'm losing faith with these two because that's just fucking snotty.
It is rude.
It's like, no, we liked our old maid. She was called Maggie. You can be Maggie yeah. too.
You are so little of a person.
But my name's... What's her name? What's
Bridget.
Her name?
Bridget.
But my name's Bridget. Fuck you. You're not Bridget. You're Maggie. You do as we say.
Oh, she was a poor
now
Irish.
Now put my potty outside.
Travelled all the way from Ireland to end up in this shitty town.
She was Irish.
Yeah.
At least they called her Maggie and not Shawanda.
Yeah. And they're at
Mary.
Home.
Hello, dear Mary.
They're at home when the burglary takes place and cash and jewellery gets stolen. But no, this is a bit...
Can I just add to that?
Yes.
Because the thing that I love about this robbery is that they steal jewellery, they steal money, and then they steal some tram tickets as well.
Used or unused?
Oh, well, I don't know. I've not got that detail.
Used. Not just... knickers.
They might like ephemera, you know.
They might like to collect tram tickets. I just think it's great. What can we nick?
They could be scrapbookers.
Oh, yeah. Clipper card. Get a clipper card.
What can you steal from a Victorian house? They don't have anything.
Candle sticks.
Tram tickets.
I don't think you just splashed out on gold.
Yeah.
What's going
to
happen?
I think we have to emphasise all the way through this that Lizzie's Andrew Borden is a tight-fisted cunt. So he's not going to have silver candlesticks.
Well, I'll steal the best linen.
So, who was arrested for this robbery?
No one, was it?
No one.
All right, I thought.
I don't know.
I don't know how to answer that question.
But who was implicated for this robbery?
It's a bit suspicious because Lizzie has done a bit of shoplifting previously.
Yeah, she's got previous.
So she's the prime suspect, I would say.
And I think I was reading that it was renowned throughout the village that she was shoplifting. And
it was also
everybody
brushed
knew
under
about
the
it.
Rug.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just about to say. That
I think what
the shop owners used to just say, oh, Lizzie's, you know, notice something's gone. Yeah. Lizzie's been in. Just bill her father.
Yeah.
Bill her father. It was accepted that she would do, which...
Oh, the lives of the rich.
Yeah.
But I think she wanted to get back to her stepmom, didn't she?
It's showing that she's a spoiled fucking cunt because she's just going in shops and taking what she wants.
I knock like one can into my bag at Aldi and... Anyway, the result of this all is, and this really creeps me out, the family all start locking the doors behind them, including the interior doors. So you've got all these interconnected rooms, and as you go through, it's a bit like The Others. Have you seen The Others?
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Oh, you must, when you come into a room, you must lock that door behind you and then unlock the next door. And it all gets very shut down.
Yeah. Can I just say before that, Andrew, the father, suddenly, I mean, he was apparently very intense with the police, you know, going into detail and everything. About what had happened, and then all of a sudden he just like switched off from contacting the police and everything.
Really?
Which to me says that maybe Lizzie
found out what had happened. Yeah.
And why this
and no longer wished to pursue
so
it.
No longer was pursuing it as much. So was it Lizzie? Who knows?
None of us will ever know.
But all the doors in the house started to be locked.
Now, I mean,
I just think that's so creepy.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of tit for tat going on. And now, and I don't know how true this is, but there's a story that Lizzie, after that incident, then went on to decapitate the stepmother's cat. I don't know if you've heard that.
Whoa, did not get that.
That is news to me. No.
Well, no, that's what I found out. And then the other thing was...
The other thing. Let's stick on the cat.
Oh, chopping the cat's head off. Which I can condone because I fucking hate cats. But, you know, I think this is...
It's ramping it up, isn't it? I'm going to chop the cat's head off.
So what evidence do we have for this?
Oh, it was just... That was what was reported.
Did we find the body of a cat?
I have no more detail. I was hoping you could help me out.
No, not heard that.
Another stickler.
Me and detail... I've had a very rough relationship recently.
So, all I'll say is,
the cat's head off, and then...
Well, I think we should say there's a lot of hearsay about this case.
Well, the thing is, I think in Victorian times especially, it still goes on today, when newspapers didn't have enough details to print, they made shit up. And you find this a lot, especially with, like, if you look at the Jack the Ripper case, newspapers make things up. They add details.
Well, this wasn't made up. This was fact.
Are you going to say about what happened in either May or June 1892?
Got any more details about?
I don't know. The next thing I was just going to say was that it was also reported that Lizzie had, she kept pigeons as one of her thrilling pastimes, and her dad killed all the pigeons because he was angry at her.
Yeah, that's May or June 1892.
Sounds a bit like Kez.
Yeah, well, she was keeping them in the family barn, and I think it was just like a little project for her. She's got no boyfriend, she's got no husband, she's got no hopes.
Dildo.
Or dildo. I don't know. No,
they have dildo.
The first thing to be.
Oh, yeah.
The first thing to be. Made automatic. I can't
like
think of the phrasing.
Off that.
They made the vibrator electric. That was one of the first things we made. Electric.
Bakelite.
In that year?
No, no.
Oh, right. The first thing to be made electric.
I don't know if it was exactly the first. I can't remember the exact details. But
I imagine it was a bit of a bastard that it was a plug-in.
I can just imagine this massive generator.
Quiet generator on both.
Well, you know about women and hysteria and doctors.
Yeah,
you know,
dildos calm them down. Mm-hmm.
Women used to go to the doctors with hysteria, and doctors would masturbate them.
Yeah, women had just, the doctors would just give them a quick...
What a great job!
Flick off the wrist and...
Now, I imagine your arm would get tired. Muscular doctors.
It was a treatment for depression as well, just... What,
you not have treated them with a cock?
I bet half of them wouldn't even doctors. Just... Get your knickers off, love. I'll sort this out.
If we've learned anything from our history research, is that everything takes place in a pub.
Yes.
With pants around the ankles.
So, anyway, go on.
Anyway, yeah, Andrew Borden goes into the family barn where Lizzie's keeping the pigeons, gets a hatchet and butchers them all.
So she must have pissed him off. There's no detail.
Well, he says that he thought that they'd attract neighbour boys.
Neighbour boys?
You know, Victorian boys love like pigeons.
Is that like local chipmunks?
Like urchins?
Urchins who want to... It is Kez-like. It is very Kez-ish. You know, the young boys, they like their birds.
Yeah.
Not birds.
Oh, I like a bird.
Billy, we're going to turn up.
I like a bird with a red breast.
So, yes, to counter this problem, instead of just letting the pigeons go...
Drunken bastard.
...comes in with an axe, smashes them to pieces. So I imagine that Lizzie was quite upset, and maybe that put some ideas in her head. Who knows?
Well, it's quite a coincidence that they used an axe...
It is.
...to chop up the pigeons.
What's the distinction? Is a hatchet smaller than an axe?
It's like a little
hatchet's
axe.
A mini axe. It's like an axe for a dwarf.
I might swap between those, listener, but...
It's only taken 7 episodes and he's managed to shoehorn it in.
Chris loves dwarfs.
Hatchet for Willow. Greatest film ever made.
Lovely Willow.
So on the 2nd of August 1892, Abby and Andrew both become really violently ill. And their doctor, Dr. Bowen, visits. And Abby thinks that she might have been poisoned.
Why would you suspect poisoning
maybe
if you're
because
feeling
you
ill?
In a horrible house with an evil stepdaughter,
you might have just had a bad kebab.
You've not got running water.
Or like...
You're shitting in a pot.
Well, the doctor doesn't take it seriously anyway.
You might have had a pint of bitter that's gone off.
So this is the night before the night.
Let me check. No, the big day is the 4th of August, so it's 2 days before.
Right, okay.
But, you know, very short time frame.
So they might have a bit of chicken lying around, a bit of lamb.
They've been eating a mutton stew for several days.
For several days?
Yeah, so imagine that sitting on the stove, fucking fermenting.
Yeah, in the heat.
Flies landing on it.
Sounds delicious.
Probably bottles.
Fucking supermarkets are always going on about 28-day aged meat and all that.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with a bit of lamb stew about?
It might have been a whoopsie lamb as well. So that would have depreciated the...
people outside of this small... I don't think people know what whoopsies are.
Oh, they're like...
Everyone knows
coming,
what a fucking whoopsie is.
Stuff that's coming to its end of its sell-by date.
But have we discussed that this might have been poison, or is that not...
Well, 3rd of August. Do you want to take it from here?
No. I want you to say... Because I've got my own theory on who the poisoner might have
been. Oh, well, right, I'll just say this and then I'm really interested to hear that. 3rd of August 1892, Lizzie tries to buy some prussic acid from Smith's druggist.
Yeah.
And the shop assistant says, no.
You need a prescription.
Why? Why? Why do you want that? And she says to clean
seal skin coat.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I don't think so,
which
Lizzie.
Which isn't something you hear about these days, is it?
No.
Seal skin
coat. I've never needed acid to clean my fucking Harrington.
Obviously, listener, you could use that to kill your family, the prussic acid.
Yeah.
But what's your theory, Paul? I'm very interested.
Well, my theory is, I think if someone had tried to poison him, it might not have been Lizzie, who's prime suspect. I think it was Bridget. Because you were fed up of being called Maggie for the last 20 years.
You fuckers.
Fuck you lot. You don't fucking call me Maggie now, will you?
So, the poison strikes, or not.
Or not.
Bit of food poisoning.
Yeah, we'll never really know.
It may not even have been the stew. They might have got it from a dodgy takeaway.
Maybe.
Yeah, kebab.
Bit of Chinese.
Yeah, bit of kebab.
I want to
for the eye of a needle.
I wonder what takeaway was like in 1892.
I don't think they had takeaway.
Oh, but they must have had some of them when they'd been pub.
You can get a wrap up from the. I don't think the Americans had the same drinking culture that we had, did they? You had the bar.
What was the Chinese I went to in Huddersfield? The worst food poisoning ever.
Was it rubbery?
No, it was not rubbery, but it was rubbery.
It was Chinese and it wasn't rubbery.
It wasn't rubbery, but it was rubbery.
Oh, right, it was rubbery.
It was rubbery.
Like rubbery, rubbery.
Rubbery. And then I spent all night throwing up, and my mum had to come and pick me up the next day.
Once, I was sick, and I got a broccoli florette stuck in my nose.
Halfway out.
It was awful. Anyway.
The same night that she goes to the druggist and gets turned down, Lizzie goes to visit a friend, Alice Russell, and explicitly mentions that Andrew, her dad, has lots of enemies and that she thinks that something bad might happen very soon.
Yeah. So Lizzie says this.
Lizzie goes to her friend and says, you know what, I wouldn't be surprised if someone killed my dad.
Oh, yeah. While stroking a chin.
Yeah.
From Chinchester.
And Alice goes, oh, I think it'll be all right, Lizzie.
It'll be all right.
Don't worry. Right.
Don't worry about it.
And Lizzie's saying, well, just keep it in your mind. Just keep it in the back of your mind. I've said that.
Yeah. Just remember that.
Yes,
write it down. Write it down.
Say I was here.
Have you got a diary? Have you got a diary? Write it in your diary. You never know when you've got to reference these things.
You know how these girly chats go.
Oh, yeah. No.
Whilst plotting her in pyjamas.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just had a lovely image of Sandra Dee then.
Dreaming of the day that vibrators will become electrified.
Plug in.
Smooth baker lines.
And those men had to wait years for them.
Oh, what are they called? The tennis racket things?
No, the
sleeve. The fannies that you stick
on. Like a torch.
Flashlight.
Flashlight,
yeah, they've got it on the tennis racket.
See, oh, have they?
So you hold the... I don't know, the stick part of the rocket. And
I think they've got an iPad
I've seen that.
So you can watch porn. And put the flashlight on.
Oh, see, I've never heard of this. I just trap it between the toilet and the seat.
With a piece of dough in the middle. Or a drilled out melon.
No, I like it rough. Go on.
The big day, 4th of August, 1892.
Ooh!
Right. Their uncle,
John
from Jamaica, keeps on calling every day, but ignore him. Uncle Marty's staying over, who's Abby's brother. No, not Sarah's brother, sorry. The mum who died.
The dead mum brother.
Yeah. Oh, right,
her brother's staying over, Uncle Marty.
Dead mum brother.
And Emma is in New Bedford, so she's not present.
So she's not present.
She's well not out of the way.
The uncle's staying, but he's left for the day.
Yeah, he's gone out on errands and things.
So the only people in the house...
Well, should we start in the morning?
Okay.
Bridget, the maid, or Maggie, is throwing up in the back garden. She is not well.
That's the mutton stew.
Probably.
Oh, fuck's my theory. She's not going to poison herself, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
So there's one stew all over the back porch.
I'll never make Columbo.
Andrew goes to town to deal with his
business.
The bank.
Yeah.
King of the bank.
I think Lizzie also gives him some letters to post.
All right.
So is she getting him out of the way? I don't know. 9:30 a.m. Abby goes upstairs to tidy.
Yeah, she's tidying up the...
the guest bedroom.
The guest bedroom where Mr. Uncle's at.
Some locals report seeing a strange man lurking around the house.
Yeah, a lurker, professional lurker.
And Bridget goes outside to clean the windows.
As she's instructed to as well.
Yeah, she's told to go. I'd be upset if I was vomiting and someone said, will you please go outside on this probably 40 degree day.
Do you know what, when I'm ill, clean the bloody windows. Fucking movie me. I'm sitting on that couch, I'm wrapped in a blanket.
Yeah.
There's a bowl at the side of it. Someone had told me to clean the windows.
Yeah, but you're not a scruffy Irish fucker, are you?
I'm like, Maggie. Fuck off. I'm poorly. I want looking
after. You're
not after.
Polish.
I want looking after. I want a lem soup. I want soup on tap.
Not mutton stew.
Not mutton stew.
Yeah. What you want is a hot toddy.
Looking after. Poor old Maggie. Or what's her other name?
Bridget.
Aurelius. Bridget.
Bridget, a.k.a. Maggie. So she's outside cleaning the
windows. Cleaning
the windows
in the heat. And we all know how hot it is because the fucking mutton stew's off.
Now, Abby gets killed sometime before 11. Very brutal.
Violent chopping.
Yeah, she was facing the killer when she was first struck with the hatchet. She falls. As she falls, she turns so that she lands face first on the ground in the guest bedroom, this is. And she gets hit 19 more times.
19?
So one strike to the head.
Yeah.
Drops, falls, then bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Strike in the back of the head.
So the rhyme's not actually true. She didn't get hit 40 times.
19's not bad, though.
But it doesn't rhyme, so...
Yeah.
See, when I was researching this, I googled axe wounds.
Oh, my God.
Fucking best ever in my life.
Is this what the George Formby song... When I'm cleaning windows, it's based on.
Maybe.
What, I go cleaning windows?
I see a bitch get stabbed. That's the forgotten verse.
For a nosy Parker, it's an interesting job.
And, I mean, reports say that afterwards she had a splitted head.
Oh, yeah, bad head.
Oh, real hatchet face. Oh.
Brilliant. Yeah, so she's dead as fuck. I think.
Abby's on the floor, pool of fucking blood.
I know we've talked about the professional terms that are used, and dead as fuck is
as official as you can get.
Very scientific.
I think it's an official term in the mortuary.
Yeah, but bad luck on.
Is he dead, John?
Dead as fuck. What did Fred West say? What did he say to his...
Fucking loads.
How many of you killed, Fred? Fucking loads.
Yeah. But yeah, it was. I think it was a bit of bad luck on Andrew's side, wasn't it? Because he went off to work, as usual, but then he came home early, sick.
Yeah, around 11 a.m, Andrew comes home. He knocks on the front door because it's locked, and Bridget answers it. Now, while Bridget's answering the door, she hears laughter from upstairs and just assumes it's Lizzie. And how creepy is that? So the stepmother's dead upstairs, and she hears a.
That's sick.
Yeah, that's creepy.
No, maybe she's just reading.
But we don't
the
know
funnies.
Whether she did it or not. We don't know whether she did it.
She could have been sat in her own bedroom reading the. Cartoon in the paper,
yeah,
unknowing
Giles, is it?
That someone's been chopped up in the next room.
Yeah, she could have just been chuckling to herself.
Well, if it wasn't Lizzie, then that means that presumably the murderer is still in the house somewhere, which is also very creepy.
Hiding.
Because can you imagine if you're little Bridget just running around doing your chores? There's some madman. Ugh.
So.
Andrew goes to the sitting room to lie down on the sofa.
So he gets in, sits on the sofa, now, he's a bit tired, feeling unwell.
Yeah, Lizzie later says that she takes a
unbeknown to him, that his wife's in...
This really freaks me out, because he doesn't die for a while. So he's lying on the sofa, his wife's upstairs with her head bashed in.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Pool of blood.
God, I love Lizzie Borden. I love this story. Anyway, yeah, Lizzie later claims that she took... her father's shoes off for him. But if you actually look at the... Oh, and listener, I'm not going to post it on the Facebook page because I don't want to get in trouble, but type in Lizzie Borden and look at the photos of her mum and dad, the post-mortem photography, because it is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty gruesome stuff.
Oh, it freaks me the fuck out.
Is it wanking tackle?
No, Paul. No, it's not.
No. No.
Yeah, she says that she takes her dad's shoes off. But then if you look at the picture of him when he's dead...
He's got his shoes
on. His shoes are on.
Maybe they're his loafers.
Yeah,
former gophers. I mean, she's wearing...
It was that or skin
clothes.
My chauffeurs. Lizzie Borden's in an episode of The Simpsons.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a Halloween episode. It's when Homer gets... You know when he sells his soul for a donut?
Oh, yes.
And she's part of the trial. She's on the jury. Oh. The jury of the damned. Lizzie Borden.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Attention to details. Not my strong point.
Well, I love The Simpsons and I love Lizzie.
So, come on, what happens to Third Fella?
Well, Andrew goes for a nap on the sofa. Yeah, he's just having a rest.
King of the mangle.
No.
He's got a dicky tummy.
Yeah.
Lizzie tells Bridget, or Maggie, there's a sale on in town.
Oh!
Sale on!
50% off!
Is it Blue Cross?
You want to get yourself them too?
She strongly suggests that Bridget should
go. You want to get there? No, there's some bloody bargains down in town today, love.
You go.
You want to get down, girl? I tell you.
But
I come back with 6 bags this morning. I only spent £3.
Bridget still feels sick, so she goes upstairs for a nap.
I'm having a lie down. I'm
you
fucking
know,
knackered.
You don't want to be going to Debenhams.
I've been cleaning windows. I've been cleaning windows while shitting myself. I am going.
And now you want me to go down and see you there? I've been cleaning windows all day. I'm full of shit and puke. And now you want me to go down bloody see you there? You're having a laugh. Three bus drives.
Bridget,
so she goes to bed.
Bridget goes for a nap. Andrew gets murdered. His eyeballs cut in half.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't just say he got murdered. He got fucking bludgeoned.
Yeah, his head afterwards is unrecognisable. Hatchet to the head.
Hole to the face.
Bashed in.
Chop, 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 chop.
One of his eyeballs got...
Split in half.
His face got caved.
How many times are we talking? How many penetrations?
I don't have a number for that.
I think it's, I have. I've got a number. 11 separate
I've
laws.
Got your number. How many? 11?
11. And also...
So not as many as...
no, the mother got...
And Lizzie did feel worse maybe about the stepmother. So maybe
stepmum got 19, dad got 11, and also some traces of fenugreek juice were found on his cheek.
Oh. Well, have you heard? One of the theories is that Lizzie murdered them naked.
Yes.
Because she never... When they examined her, she didn't have any blood on her clothes.
Yeah.
So could she have done it in the nip?
Well, maybe. Which
anyway.
I really hope she did. If she did do it...
It's a nice image.
I've just got this image in my mind of this big butch, possible lesbian with an axe in the nuddy. It's just got everything about League of Gentlemen.
It is League of Gentlemen.
We didn't burn him.
Lizzie walks into the sitting room and she finds her dad's body. He's still bleeding, so it's, you know,
so it's recent.
Soon after the murder. She goes, Maggie, come quick.
come quick, Bridget, Maggie.
Lizzie says that she's been in the barn looking for fishing lures, so not sure about that, because it was a really hot day, and I don't know why you'd want to go and stand in a barn.
And what they go and get a doctor to check out that everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Now, I know that in 1892... general public might not have been able to understand what a pulse is, what a heartbeat is.
He's got no face.
What a liver is. But surely...
Dad?
They know he's dead.
Is he dead?
Half of his head has been cut off.
Dad?
Is he dead? Well, he's not saying much. Let me just take a pulse.
Andrew!
Dr. Bowen comes in. He confirms.
This makes me suspect Lizzie. Right, you've got 2 dead parents in the house. There's only you and Bridget there. So you say to Bridget, you go and get the doctor. I'll stay here alone in the house.
Yeah.
We don't even know if the murderer's gone yet. He could be hiding in the attic.
Yeah.
Is that you'd act? I'd be like, let's get the fuck out of here. I would
run.
You wouldn't stay with your dead dad going, oh, look at that, you're right. Like, it's ridiculous.
Front of bro, dad. Front of bro.
No, but I mean, maybe she was just feeling like
I need to go clean some stuff up before the doctor gets here, Bridget.
So mum and dad, maybe she was very upset. You can't.
Well,
you
maybe
can't
she was in
really
shock. You don't. You never know.
Account for people's actions in traumatic situations, can you?
Mm.
She might have just wanted one last huggle while he was still warm.
Creepy. It's the annual policeman's picnic, so they all get called.
What's it?
I feel a bit bad.
They all have the wicker baskets.
One day out of the year, and they get called up.
We're gonna call him. Are you taking the fucking piss? I've got cucumber sandwiches out and everything. I got wife make some bloody fresh pressed lemonade here.
I just love olden day police people. They are just comedy gold. They'll turn up. Right, we need to be... What have you got? Oh, well, I've got a whistle and a stick. Not really what we need. It's not drunk people. It's not prostitutes. That's all we've got.
Yeah, useless.
Editor's note. Well, sorry, everyone, but we just had so much to talk about with regards to Lizzie that we've run out of time and I'm going to have to split this into two episodes. You know, we went till 2 a.m. doing this. Don't thank us or anything. So we'll be back next week and we'll talk all about the trial and loads more grisly stuff. So, yeah, see you next week. Bye! Oh,